Mr. Gibbons.
May it please the court. My name is Thomas Gibbons. I'm here on behalf of the appellant, Sean T. Wiley. As the court is aware, Mr. Wiley was sentenced by Judge Zagel to 180 months of incarceration for bank robbery. In fashioning the sentence, Judge Zagel indicated that he wanted the defendant incarcerated until he was in his mid-50s. And so in doing so, Judge Zagel took note of the fact that the defendant had been in custody for a little over a year at that point from the date of his arrest. The issue in the case is Judge Zagel mistakenly assumed that the defendant would get credit for this time against his sentence, which was incorrect because the defendant was still serving time on another bank robbery because he was in a halfway house. After the sentencing was over, my client immediately pounced upon this error and asked me to appeal it. I did not know whether it would have made a difference to Judge Zagel or not, so I filed a Rule 35 motion to see what his thoughts were on it. Unfortunately, Judge Zagel did not hear the motion until past the 14-day time limit.
But he did say that he was not inclined to make any change.
Well, that's, of course, the crux of the issue.
Looks like a problem for you, is it not?
Well, I think the question of the
day... He said two things. I don't have any power to make the change.
He did.
And if I did, I wouldn't.
Well, actually, the language he used was that he was disinclined.
Yeah, well...
And the question is, what does disinclined mean? Certainly, it's not an outright no. I would argue that it's more akin to unlikely, and if it's unlikely, then of course there is a possibility that if given a chance, he would consider and change the sentence to be more in line.
There's a possibility that a large asteroid will wipe out Chicago tomorrow morning too, but that's not normally a ground for remand.
Clearly the case turns on what does the word disinclined mean. Certainly it's not a favorable word for the defense, but I think it leaves open the door to the possibility that if Judge Zagel had a chance, he might reduce the sentence, and accordingly we're asking that the case be reversed for that reason.
Well, the mistake was that he thought there was a little over a year credit coming.
That's correct.
And actually it was seven months. And so that distorted it somewhat.
It distorted it.
So this whole thing turns on whether that mistake and his vague statement, if that we're going to call it that, says we should remand and resentence with some sort of a limited remand, I guess.
That's right. I should have been asking for a limited remand. I mean, Judge Zagel's intention was mid-50s, when in reality the defendant will be incarcerated until shortly after his 59th birthday, which, of course, to the defendant is a significant period of time.
Mid-50s, huh?
There's a difference between mid-50s and 59.
Yeah, well, as we get older, we find out that it doesn't mean much anymore. But
well,
no, seriously, it seems that that's what we're saying, because he made this casual reference to mid-50s that now we're saying, well, 59 is not mid enough.
No, that's the defense position. 59 is not mid-50s. It's almost 60.
True.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Gibbons. Mr. Bindi.
Good afternoon. May it please the court. Among the things that the district court said at the hearing on that motion to reduce the sentence was that even given that Mr. Wiley would be incarcerated until his late 50s rather than his middle 50s, the sentence imposed comported with the purpose that the judge sought to accomplish in imposing sentence in the first place. And because the judge said he was not inclined, even if he could, to reduce the sentence, there's no reason for a limited remand to ask the judge what he would do now. He's already told us. The judgment should be affirmed. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Bindi. Anything further, Mr. Gibbons? Well, thank you very much, Mr. Gibbons, for accepting the appointment in this case and your assistance to your client in the court. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will be in recess.